You're listening to WCNO's Spring Prayer and Share. For prayer requests, call 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. You could also make a prayer request on the website WCNO.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Amen. This grace comes to you through faith. Your part of the covenant is to believe. Amen. I'm thinking of 5 minutes of faith. Always ended up with, and remember, you don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Amen. See, somebody's trying to get some great faith. Amen. You don't need a whole lot of great faith. Amen. All you need is to activate the faith you have. Amen. Tell somebody, I got faith. I just got to activate it. And there's a process. Don't dig the seed up. Don't turn religious. Try to make excuses. Amen. Get traditional or all spooky and superstitious because it ain't happened yet. Tell somebody, stay the course. Amen. Tell somebody, stay the course. Amen. Stop fretting. Amen. Amen. God got to make you for the blessing. Amen. It's a process. You being made. Because your next chapter is your best chapter. Amen. The book ain't finished yet. So we establish that God has promised to covenant with Abraham's seed in their generation. Read the story of Abram, how God made him wealthy. One of the richest, if not the richest, wealthiest in the East, Abraham. He went from exalted father to father of nations. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse number 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah. Hear me, O Resurrection Life. And you inhabitants of St. Lucie County, Indian River County, Okeechobee County, Martin County, Palm Beach County. Anybody else? Hear me, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord, your God. So shall you be established. Believe his apostle. So shall you prosper." So we have being established. Believe what God is saying. Amen. Amen. Believe. You don't have to understand everything. Just believe it. Amen. Walk around like a covenant child. Amen. Walk around like you're blessed. If your pocket empty, walk around like you're blessed. Amen. Talk like you're blessed. Amen. Look like you're blessed. Amen. Act like you're blessed. Amen. Amen. Because tell somebody, I am blessed. You ain't seen nothing yet. I said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Your next chapter is your best chapter. Believe the Lord and be established. See, we can believe the prophet and prosper. But when you believe what the Lord has said, now you are established to continuously prosper. Amen. See, somebody can believe a word they hear from somebody and prosper, be blessed, and then just go on their way. But when you believe what the Lord has said, when you believe that you are covenant and you receive that, now you are established. Now blessings don't just come every now and then. Amen. He has covenanted to, is covenant is the basis for God meeting every one of your needs and a whole bunch of your likes. A bunch of your desires. God ain't stingy. He's not insecure with stuff. It's his will to bless his people. He's a covenant God. And we're talking about the covenant of blessing. So let's take a look. Genesis chapter 17, verse 21. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The next generation was Isaac. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. Just want to establish that. Now that's the second generation, right? God said, I'm going to establish my covenant with your seed in their generation. In other words, you're not the only one that will be blessed. When you leave the scene, amen, this thing is going to jump on your seed in that generation. You may be buried with the fathers, but your seed is going to be blessed with the same covenant. Tell somebody, it's not magic. It's miraculous. Go to Genesis chapter 26. And let's look at how God dealt with Isaac concerning covenant. 26 verse 1. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. For unto you and unto your seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham your father. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. All right? That's what God said to Isaac. Go to Genesis, go to verse 12. God said, don't go down to Egypt. See, down in Egypt, he could have gotten help. Because in Egypt, they did irrigation and stuff. They always had, because they irrigated. You know what I mean? They watered the stuff. They didn't count on the rain of heaven. And so everybody would flee to Egypt. He said, don't go down to Egypt. Tell somebody, don't go down to Egypt. Your covenant. It's not magic, it's miraculous. Put it back up. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Isaac sowed in that land and received 100-fold, and God blessed him. Then Isaac, okay, next verse. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, possession of herds, and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Okay, turn, put my face back up there. The Philistines envied him. Why? Because there was famine in the land. Nothing was growing. Read it yourself. Everything was dry and bare. That's why he told them, don't go down to Egypt. Everybody will flock down there to get help. He said, go to the land I'm going to show you in. Why? Because your covenant. I'm going to show you this covenant supersedes conditions. Help us, Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, everything you need is found in Jesus. We see where Isaac sowed. And we see where Isaac received the 100-fold. Verse 26, chapter 26, verse 24. And the Lord appeared unto him that same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with you and will bless you and multiply your seed for my servant Abraham's sake. The covenant God cut with Abraham was for generations. All the seed, every generation in their generation. And so we see the result of the covenant. Next generation, Genesis chapter 28. Isaac, somebody say, Isaac was blessed. Genesis 28 verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, you shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee that thou mayest be a multitude of people. Verse 4. And give thee the blessing of Abraham. Somebody say the blessing of Abraham. And give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. All right? So we saw Isaac, a recipient of the covenant. Now we see the next generation, Jacob, a recipient of the covenant. Remember, Jacob, he worked for 14 years for old crooked Laban. And he wanted to marry Rachel, but he had to marry Leah first. And then he had to work another 7 years to get Rachel. And all this time, Laban was cheating him in his business deals. He was cheating him. You know, the spotted, the speckled livestock, all that situation. He was cheating him. But look at Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. Genesis 30, verse 27. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in your eyes, tarry. He's talking to Jacob. For I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. Come on, pause there a moment. The covenant of God with the seed of Abram. Understand this, there are people around you, some of them don't have a clue, but they're blessed because of you. Amen. 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 Some businesses are blessed because of you. Amen. Why? Because of the covenant. This is how the covenant works. Laban began to understand this thing. He said, listen, I understand that I am blessed because of you. Amen. He tried to get Jacob to stay there. Put that verse back up. For I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. Next verse. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said, And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee and how thy cattle was with me. For it was little which thou hadest before I came, and is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming, and now when shall I provide for my own house also? So we see here how the covenant of blessing works.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello. Hello, friends. This is Jonathan McLean, General Manager.